All right, thank you, Holden. We've got the final game for the rookies here on this road trip and for this tournament. I don't expect any upset or letdown by this ball club. They're zeroed in on winning the second state title, and they've already taken out Galena, the best team here besides King Cove. They've got the Homer Mariners coming up, folks, and the homestanding team, though, at least on the boys' side, they're 2-0. They've done pretty well. But the girls have certainly rallied behind their fans here, but I don't see how they can do that against King Cove, although they're a solid, aggressive team. They have some good height. Got to watch out for them. They don't really have a lot of shooters. But, you know, Galena handled them all right, too. I think it was 67-44, I believe. So something similar to that. I'll check that score in just a minute. Yeah, in fact, that's what it was, 67-44, just last night. So the girls, the rookies, hope to take them here. Rookies will start out with, of course, Duarte, Newton, and Mack, their seniors. Then Maddie Newman, the sophomore, and Leilani Brandle, the junior. For the Mariners, they go with three seniors and two juniors. Kelly Bishop, who has the basketball. Duarte will have her most of the time. Laura Nama, another senior, and Riley Doty, another senior. As our two seniors will also pick them up. There's a travel call on Doty. And so great defense there by the rookies. It caused the turnover. Riley Doty, she's a block of a guard out there. She's been tough for everybody, not only to guard, but also defensively, and she'll pick up on Newton. Mac's going to be taken by, as I thought it might be, Kaylin Anderson. She's a wiry, lengthy guard. She's going to guard her on the box and one setup there. Kind of a man-to-man, certainly, for the Mariners, but definitely helping out. Oh, boy. Kaylin looked like she held the ball for a second, then passed back after a dribble. As Bishop will bring it down for the Mariners on the baseline. Back to Anderson. Shot misses there. Rebound comes off to Sadie. Just underway here. No score. And Newton says, I'll hand off to Elena and we'll probably have the first score. And does, as Elena off the glass gets around a defender and puts it high and in. Now Doty. Ball tip there, Marissa Carroll rather, and Mac going up for it. Mac tips it. Newton ends up with it. Now to Duarte, back out to Sadie. They swing it to Leilani on the far side there. She has it stripped, but Maddie Newman right there to get it back. Duarte gets underneath, can't get the shot off. Carroll takes away the space. She comes out to Mac. Now Mac works the top of the key with Anderson on her. And here's Mac swimming down the lane there. That shot won't go. Duarte ties up on the rebound. No jump ball called, so Carroll gets it ahead. Hope free there by Newton. Great job. What hand by Sadie. And she does that so well. She picks up fouls during the game, but she is just spectacular at being able to poke that ball free for the steal. Here's Mac, three-pointer on the way. Good for Elena. This is their last chance to put on a show, the rookies, and I got a feeling they're going to do just that for the people watching. I've lived around the area a lot and told people I ran around town, you got to come see the girls' teams that are at the Winter Carnival. So Galena and King Cove are both. You're not going to see many teams as good as these with each with a star player, and Elena Mack, of course, for King Cove, and Pearl Green for Galena. Green had 30 today in their win as they beat Kotzebue. Now Anderson loses a handle on it. Leilani comes up with it. Mack goes to Mack. A 5-0 score here with 3 minutes gone in the first quarter, and Mack has both buckets. Now Mack drives down right side of the key, the kick out to Newton, three-pointer for Sadie. And that's a great thing about this team, too. Sadie and Duarte, Jalea, they can both put up points. Here's a steal by Mack. Dumps it over to Duarte. in the lane. Little lefty goes for DeWardy, and the three seniors have all the points. As it's a 10-0 lead now for the rookies. Here comes Doty, and she'll have a wide open Nama 4-2. So the Mariners get on the board with that one. As Mack, with the dribble, works up against Anderson. Anderson drops back to find the screen, and as she turns, Mack says, I'll go ahead and take a shot, and does. The three-pointer good. It's 13-2 at the halfway mark of this first quarter. Coach Gary Lamar's girls off to a great start. Well, the boys, too, want to talk about them. They're coming up against the hometown team, too, and the Mariners have been golden against the other team. They beat Kotzebue 68-25 on Thursday. Then they came back and downed what I think is I really thought Galena would probably give Homer a run for their money or be able to. I thought Galena was going to beat them, really, but Galena lost to them 53-39. They get that home crowd behind them here, and those boys are just tough to stop. They've got a couple of guys that live off the 3 months for one, and he was critical in the game against Galena last night. So the Kinko boys, with their great defense, they're going to be hard-pressed to take down the boys here, as there's going to be a foul called on Mack. That was more of a trip up by Carroll, but Mack gets a foul, so the Mariners will get it back. But as we said, the Kinko boys, they have had to improve. That Kenai game was their watermark there. As, they did so well there. And Nama drags a foot and trouble call. And Nama trying to come to a stop. But too much momentum. Newton will bring it up for the rookies. We'll talk more about the boys as that time approaches. But they have come a long way, that's for sure. And even though they lost their to Galena on Thursday, 52-25, they came back and beat Kotzebue 67-60. And here's a turnover there by the Mariners. So. Or by the rookies, rather. Or did I get that? I'm sorry. two-pointer by the rookies. Turnover, I think I said. I did say. So the rookies with another two. They lead now by a score of 15-3 as Bishop goes to the line. The foul was called on Maddie on the reach-in. Second team foul, and Bishop good for two from the free throw line. Kelly's one of their post players there. She's got good size. Marissa Carroll also. As they match up well with DeWardy, but here's Mack trying to find DeWardy on the pick and roll there, but ball tipped, and Newton nearly breaks it free from Sally Rhodes. She's a sophomore playmaker out there, too, goes with Doty sometimes, or sometimes it's Anderson and Rhodes. As here's Marissa, misses a shot. Great defense there by Mack to help out with DeWardy. And then ahead of the pack, Newton running the floor. Two-pointer goes in and out, and Bishop comes up with the rebound there. 2:49 to go here in the first quarter. Bishop will bring it up. Finds Anama in the corner. Shot is off, and DeWardy cleans the board over to Mack. Elena looking for help. There's Lonnie. Lonnie goes to Maddie, but it ends up in Sadie's hands. Newton tries the three-pointer and leaves it a bit short. And Carroll running the floor overthrows Anama. Now Hatfield will check in. Hannah Hatfield. She puts in good minutes for this Mariners team. They go about seven deep. As Sally Rhodes, the other player, sees a lot of minutes. Here's DeWardy down low, fouled by Bishop. Rhodes is, by the way, Hannah Hatfield, a junior. Rhodes is a sophomore. There's two Rhodes girls, Sally and Melanie, and Melanie will see time in there too. She's a lot lengthier. In fact, speaking of, I guess that was on cue, Melanie does come in, and she'll take Bishop's place. So Bishop picks up her first team foul on the Mariners. And Melanie brings a different kind of energy out there for them, too. And at the line, Duarte gets one of two. So a 16-4 score here with 2 minutes to go in this first half, or first quarter, excuse me. This is Melanie with it. Goes back towards Hatfield and stolen by Newton instantly. Baby. Oh, she was lightning quick on that steal. Everybody just flat-footed as Newton was already at half court before. He's like, oh, my goodness, how did that happen? And Brandel with good hand, jump ball. Brandel takes it away from Sally Rhodes there, or tries to, and they both scramble for it on the floor. Quick jump ball call, not a bad call. Duarte. In for the inbounds pass over to Newton off the glass for two. Sadie with seven in the game now. And here's a steal by Duarte. Back to Maddie. First shot won't work and a rebound to Melanie Rhodes. Here comes Doty. Doty tied up in there by Maddie and Duarte, and this shot over the top by Melanie Rhodes. Hits the back of the top of the backboard. Mac will inbound. Mac bringing it up instead. Newton inbounded to her. And here's Mac three-pointer. Rattles that one home. Just put a little bit extra English on it. Found the cylinder, rattled around, and dropped through 23-4. Here's a steal by Mac. Mac fakes the defender one way, goes the other. Maddie Newman underneath. That ball pops out. Mac with a rebound under. Kicks out to Sadie. Newton, three-pointer. Nope, won't work. And there's Newton with the steal. Saves it back to Duarte. Got Mac ahead of the pack. Mac over to Newton. Two-pointer again. The rookies ripping the Mariners here. 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. Duarte forks a free. And they called the foul on Jalea. Spoke the ball out of bounds, but instead a foul called. Third team foul. As Carver, Rita, and Jalen get ready to come in. They'll be starting then in the second quarter, likely. 25-4 lead here with 31 seconds to go on the clock in the first quarter. And the rookies come out and do just what they need to do with this game. In one of those spots where if you're the opposing team, you go, how are we going to beat these girls if it's already 25-4? And here's Melanie Rose, or Hannah Hatfield, having trouble finding somebody open. Carver all over Melanie out in the corner. Can't get a pass out of there. Finally does to Hatfield. Now with just 4 seconds to go on the clock, and Melanie has to chase that one out to half court. They won't even get a shot off. Great defense by the three substitutions come in there. Rita, along with Jalen and Carver, and they help Mack and Brandel close out the quarter. 30 seconds of good defense. The Mariners didn't even have a look at a shot. 25-4 after one. You're listening to KSDP coverage of your rookies. They lead it big over the host Mariners back in 60 seconds.
Alaska. This year, our state will lead the way for the nation as the 2020 census begins January 21st in Tuksuk Bay. Once every 10 years, the census is the only complete count of the United States population, and tribal communities will be among the first counted. The resulting data can impact every community, down to the smallest American Indian reservation and Alaskan Native village. Learn more about how the census can affect your community for the next decade and beyond at IndianCountryCounts.org. This message is brought to you by the National Congress of American Indians and the Indian Country Counts campaign.
All right, sending it back to Carl Pulliam for second quarter action. King Cove versus Homer.
second quarter action here at Holden. And I want to thank all our sponsors out there helping bringing you the road trip here for Sandpoint and King Cove. King Cove this week, Sandpoint last week. It was very entertaining having your teams from your communities out there, as this is the Homer Mariners taking on the rookies from King Cove, and the rookies out top 25-4 after one. There's Doty in the lane, throws up the shot, can't get it. Doty comes from out of bounds trying to get it. The rebound to Mack. Mack pulls up, three on the way, no. Newton boards it in there among three Homer Mariners, gets it over to Duarte, and she misses a shot. Now it comes to starters back in two for the Mariners, as there's a drive by Anama. Misses there. Duarte clears the board. Gets it over to Elena. Mack across the timeline. Thinks about the shot. Screen from Duarte. Nails the three as Bishop comes out on her. And Mack golden on that one. 28-4 here. As here's Bishop, gets by Maddie, and then trying to throw out of there, Maddie with the quick hands ends up poking the ball free. Newman trying to go to Newton. Ball hits the floor, so does Leilani. Held ball. So it'll be rookies basketball. Katie Newton will inbound. For the rookies, comes into Elena, backs out, step back, three won't work. Rebound will belong to the Mariners. Comes into Kaylin Anderson there. In the backcourt still, Mariners got to get it across, almost not in time. And double team comes, the ball, Mack steals it. And it's off of Inama. It'll stay rookies basketball. As that pass for Duarte ended up hitting her in the back, and she hadn't got turned. Duarte slides to the hoop. Looks like Bishop got a piece of her there. Inama back the other way will get called for the travel. She had Brandel in front of her, Mack running near the side, and tried to keep that drive going. As Coach Gary Lamar and for the girls, they get it back here in the forecourt. Duarte out in the corner. Looks for Newton back there in the corner now. They switch spots, sets the screen for, but Sadie had already picked up the dribble. Sadie in some trouble, finds Mack cutting. Good job by the Homer defense. Doty right up in Mack's grill there. She looks like she's breathing pretty hard, though, and Mack spins around on her, puts it up off the glass, doesn't get it to go. A rebound off to the Mariners. 28-4 score here. Here's Bishop. Pulls one in. Tether Bishop gets the two-pointer first in the second quarter for the Mariners. A three from Mack is all here for the rookies. Mack tries another three. This one comes up short. Then Bishop has the rebound. Stopped there by Newman at the half-court line. And here comes Duarte to take over. A foul on Sadie Newton. Inama gets the two-pointer. And the free throw coming up for Inama. So at the line, Laura Inama for a three-point play try. And here is Mack with it. Mack gets it back from Gloria and scores it off the right side for two. Elena makes it 28, or 30, rather, to 8. And here's a steal. Newton at half court. There's Leilani, found by Duarte. Can't get it. Leilani gets her own rebound, gives it back to Duarte. She'll shoot two as Bishop fouls her hard across the hands. Jalea goes to the line for a couple of shots here. She's got 5 in the game. And Duarte's first shot good. One more coming up for Jalea. And the second one on the way also good. For talking to Coach Zach Crawford too, here is the shot by Anama out there in the wing area. Misses. Duarte comes flying through for the rebound. Want to do a shout out probably listening in. Gary Gould out there, as I heard a lot of good things about him helping out with the boys here this year, and they've gotten better. Here is Carroll, can't get the shot to go. And Duarte with 3 Mariners around her, a 4th one grabbing at her. That pass comes out of there to Newton. And Maddie going to come out. She's running the floor hard. Newman to the sideline. 32-8 score as Newton near steal. Carroll, good move there, but Duarte grabs the board off the missed shot and a travel call on Mac there. She couldn't get that ball behind her, off the hip, behind her back. She had to avoid the defender with trying to get it around her back and just got stuck. So. And here's Sally Rhodes. Kayla Carver out there. Carver nearly goes over the top of Rhodes, but able to avoid it. And there's a 2-pointer from Carroll. Marissa's first points in the ball game. She's one of their key scorers. Leilani Brandle gets ready to check back in. There's Sadie. 3-pointer on the way. Not there. Kayla Carver's got that knee all taped up there, too. And here's the pass over the top there for the Mariners. Ball tipped out by Rada. And for the Mariners, they'll have it in the forecourt still. Down 32-10, 2:58 to go in the first half. And this is Hatfield handing off to Sally Rhodes, picked up there by Carver. Brandle in there now. Leilani has, here's the steal by Newton. She's got running room. Hatfield giving chase, and Sadie's got the 2. Now a steal here by Duarte. Pass tip, Leilani, and Duarte left hands it as she slides that off the glass and in for 2 more. 36-10. Now Maddie getting ready to come back in. And here's Mac with the steal. Mac has Duarte ahead of her. It's a 2-on-4 roughly, as here is a pass out to Mac. Switches hands, comes in for a little jumper in the lane, or just off the lane, as Mac gets the 2-pointer from about 12 feet there. Doty back the other way. Racehorse basketball, and the horses from King Cove winning this derby, that's for sure. 38-10 now, and Newman will come in for Newton. Sadie Newton out of the game with about 100 steals. No, she doesn't have that many, but It seems like it, and I'm sure it does for the Mariners. Oh, this ball down the cylinder it goes, but popped out. Carver got the rebound, the kick out by Carver to Mack. She can't get it there, and Carver on the floor. It's the baseline there. And here is the Mariners working against a little pressure again. Leilani gets a hand on it, pokes it free. Mack nearly had it, but Carroll. We'll still pick it up. Mariners got Sally Rhodes in the lane. Doherty touches that one as she's trying to find Doty racing on the baseline, but wasn't really open. She was finding the spot. Doherty happened to be there on try to poke it free, but touched it last. Here's Carroll. Quick shot. That misses. Doherty, another rebound. Doty bothering her there, but she finds Mack, and Elena will bring it up. Beats Hatfield on the dribble. Now pulls up. Three on the way. No, Carver saves it. Good job by Kayla. She does that a lot, though. She's got those long arms and can do it. Here's a push called on Leilani. Or no, on Maddie it is. Okay. Newman picks up her second. Five team fouls, 38-10 score here, 52 seconds on the clock, first half. Mariners basketball, and Carver with a push. Well, Carver makes that the 16th foul on King Cove. Might not get to the bonus, though, as Leilani pushes their hand up and knocks that ball free, and then Carver got smacked in the hip or belly there. Boy, went down hard. Yeah, I think got it in the belly with the elbow or something. Here's Doty misses a shot, and then Carver fouls there. Doty will go to the line. Carver goes for the block, but instead with the body will pick up the foul. Be two shots, though, for Doty. Doty's first one is off. Carver with her second shot. Kayla all bandaged up there on her left knee, but playing some good minutes here in this second quarter. So 1-2 from the line, 38-11 with 25 seconds on the clock. Here comes Mack all the way to the hoop. Doesn't get it to go. Leilani with the rebound tries to pass back to Elena, and Doty sneaks in to steal it. Now works her way dribble-wise past several rookies, poked out by Mack in the forecourt, 12 seconds on the clock. Doty to inbound. Comes into Sally Rhodes, picked up by Newman. Newman has help with Doherty down the left side. Back up on top to Doty. As time winding down, 2 seconds on the clock. Doty can't shoot it. As Brandle right on her, gets it out to Hatfield, but not a good look there. That's the end of the first half. The rookies all the way here, leading at 38-11 at the half. As Homer trying to stay somewhat with them, but not a chance. Rookies got out quick, and we're up by nearly, well, by 20, I think, at the end of the first quarter. I'll have to check that score. Anyway, they are rolling. The rookies rolling, and let's see how the second half turns out. First, we're going to send it back to KSDP Studios there. We've got Holden there. Talk about some of the great sponsors that have helped sponsor all the broadcasts here on this road trip, as well as last week's with Sandpoint. We thank you all, and we'll be back with our halftime stats after we take this 60-second station break on KSDP.
Thank you, Carl. We'll be ready to hear those halftime stats coming your way in about 50 more seconds. But until then, we do have some words from our sponsors. We've got the Eastern Aleutian Tribes, and they've got some messages they want you to hear here in the Aleutians Eastboro.
Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
The first step is always the hardest with things like that, but what's not so hard is sending right back to Carl Pulliam to hear your first half stats from Homer.
Oh, we think you hold in there is good. They've adjusted the speakers at halftime today. Usually they're way too loud, but not so bad today. On the floor for the rookies, way too much for the Mariners. And for the Mariners, the rookies are way too loud. they're too much for just about any team, really. I mean, there's only just a few teams, really, at 3A, 4A. Maybe, I don't know. I watched Denelian out there, or back in December, January, actually, at Rally the Region. They played very well, Denelian, in the Southwest Conference out there in 1A, too. So there'll be a nice matchup for the rookies, perhaps, at the 1A level. But again, they don't have the five quality starters, and then even coming to the bench and being able to put people in that can fill in very good. Just don't have it at every position. You only find it at 3A and 4A level, some 2A level, but these rookies, along with Galena, ACS, Diamond, Wasilla, Colony, I mean, we're talking about a handful of teams in the state that compete at the level the rookies are competing. 38-11 the score here over 3A home on their home floor. It's been the three scorers, the three seniors. Sadie Newton, she's got 11 and a bunch of steals already. Jalea Duarte has 9, and then leading the way with 18, Elena Mack. And on the other side, the Mariners, they've been fortunate to get a couple of offensive plays in there, turn two of them into points, and then for the most part, they've got their points being able to get an open look on scrambles after a loose ball or on a run out, as Marissa Carroll has 2, 1 from the line for Riley Doty, and 4 points apiece for Kelly Bishop with 2 free throws to go with a field goal and 2 field goals by Laura Inama. And Inama had one of those offensive sets where she scored off a set play, and they were able to get a good look, but just not many, as that swarming rookies defense devastating to any team. You really got to keep moving, and you got to have, I mean, good quality at every position to even play with these bunch of girls here that Coach Gary Lamar's got going and headed towards a second state championship, they hope, coming up in March there. So we hope to be here there for that. I don't know. I just heard this weekend, too, about wondering, too, on work, necessary things they got to do for work. So we'll know far in advance for that, though. And I told them I got a week in March that I really must have. But if for some reason he can't, we'll figure something out. So a 38-11 score here with 5 minutes to go before the second half starts. The boys are getting warmed up. They had a great game yesterday, winning that one against Kotzebue. 67-60 was the final, but they were ahead by double digits throughout that one. And so that'll be fun to see them take on the Mariners here, as boys gaining confidence as well. How about Holden, give me 4.5 minutes there. We'll be back for second half action. It's the girls on top of King Cove Rookies, 38, Homer Lady Mariners at 11. Back in 4.5 minutes. All right, thank you, Holden. And it is time to get going here. The Mariners will start the second half with the ball. down 38-11. Here's Doty, splits a double team, gets a great pass to Carroll, can't convert, and then blocked from behind by Mack. She gets the rebound off the block, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to the rookies. What a block by Mack. She had to jump high as Carroll, taller than her, but got all ball. Referee right there, too, not a whistle sound. Oftentimes from behind, you usually get the whistle call almost automatically, but that was beautiful. Everybody's stunned. Here's Duarte, gets a rebound off the miss, puts it up. She's got the 2-1 coming. Well, Duarte guaranteed to be in double figures with that bucket. Gives her 11, now a chance for the three-point play. And Jalea, such a steady performer out here for this club. And at the free throw line, one of the best in any situations as far as, oh boy, did I jinx her on that? She leaves it short, but, really, if it's the game's on the line, that kind of thing, she's a money girl, as are Newton and Mack. Hey, here's a shot by Doty. Nails it. So her first field goal. And a 40-13 score here as we just get started in the third quarter. Mack backs up for a three. Newman keeps Bishop at bay, now gets help from Brandle. And Doty comes over to help out. Oh, boy, Newman gets called for the foul there. Almost got Doty to go over and back, but Newman picks it up instead. Maddie gets number three, and Ray will check back in. Kazakin and Brandle Carver all getting some minutes there in the first half. Carver got quite a bit. Are we looking at that tape job? I know Coach Lamar put more on here at the halftime break. But hopefully Kayla's going to be all right. Here's a steal by Sadie. Helps on the double team, and Newton is hammered by Inama, and she's explained herself, said, I thought you were going to go up for the shot, really. And Newton tried to come to a stop. Inama just plowed into her. And poor Laura, she got a big smile on her face, like trying to explain herself. I'm sorry, I really didn't mean to do that. I didn't know she could stop that quick. Newton at the line has two. Misses on the first one. One more coming up for Sadie. She's had a really good ball game, was. Just about every day. Here's Duarte. He pulls down the offensive board off the second of the two misses by Sadie. Elena brings it all around the dribble, gets the screen on Doty, and then tries to throw where she thought Duarte would be, but she couldn't make a roll because Doty was holding her. Here's the three from Mack, though. Doty couldn't get by her, so she wrapped her arms behind her to block her out on a shot she thought Mack was going to take, but Mack was trying to pass. And here's Doty again inside. Good pass. Finds Inama on the baseline for two. Doty's the type of player. I mean, I'd put her on any team, too. I mean, she's good for minutes out there. She plays hard. She is stout, too. She reminds me almost of the Bristol Bay point guard back there several years back when they won back-to-back state titles. Riley, anyway, I can't say her last name, but she's got, she's built like a little block, like a just hard-nosed player, too. So, and she knows the game well. She's got Mack one-on-one. Even though she doesn't have the speed to keep up with her, she does good footwork and battles. And she's battling right now, and Mack will go to the line for two. And Mack knows it too, coming off that free throw line with the basketball. Elena wanted to back her down and did. She could feel her. She'd go one side then back to the other, and you knew there was going to be a foul call. Doty gets it though on the shot, so Mack has two shots, one more to go as she makes the first. And Elena gets the second one as well. So 45-15 score. Here is Carroll all the way to the hoop. She goes. The shot rolls off. Rebound comes off to Kazakin. tries to slip it out to Newton. Instead goes the other way to Duarte. Duarte somehow dribbles through traffic ahead to Mack. Shot good off the glass as she slips by Bishop for two. It'll be frustrating. Bishop thought she had her, and then Bishop controls it somehow. Here's the reach-in call on Duarte. Nope, going to go on Newton, sorry. Sadie on the reach-in. That must have been the first reach-in. Anama spun past her, but then Duarte got her, too. And the first one will go for Laura. Second one coming up for Anama. This one rolls off the rim and rebound corralled there by Duarte. Bishop gets the outlet pass instead, and Bishop fouled. So gets a two-pointer as she catches that outlet pass. And Jalea picks up the foul. 47-18 score. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the three-point play for Kelly Bishop. She has seven in the ballgame. That matches Anama, too. They both have seven. Here's Mack. Got it as she puts Anderson on her backside with that fake on the baseline and hits the two-pointer. Now Doty powers through the double team, picks it up again, is able to dribble again. I didn't think so, but they say, nope, no problem. And scores a two-pointer, so Doty comes up with another bucket here in the second half. Her first two. Here's Mack, three-pointer on the way. Misses their rebound to Bishop. 49-21 score as Doty in the backcourt. Probably listening in. I'll do a shout-out to my Chief fan out there. I'm sure she's listening by now. And here is Bishop with it. Loses a dribble, but picked up there by Anama. Over to Anderson. Pops one on the baseline for two. Kaylin Anderson. Best quarter so far for the Mariners right now, as they've got 12 points in the quarter, and it's a 49-23 score. Here's a screen from Duarte. Slips a pass off to her. Mack does, as Mack goes around the screen and rolls to the hoop with Duarte. Pops the pass over to her for two. And a 51-23 score. So here in this third quarter, Mariners matching the rookies. Pretty much point for point. Let's see, 8-12. Yes, sir, 12-12 here in the third quarter. And that's with 3:38 to go, so the rookies talk it over there with Coach Lamar, and he says, this shouldn't be happening, girls. And it'll be Mariners basketball. Full court pressure now by the rookies. As, here's Carroll getting across the timeline. Brando comes over to help out. Bishop, a three-pointer. And that one will be saved inbounds. Duarte gets it, but then throws it up towards Brando. I don't think she was looking for it, so to go back to the Mariners. At half court, Sally Rhodes in there now. We'll pitch it into Anderson. Kaylin in the backcourt, picked up by Brando. Now it comes up to Anama. Anama working against Sadie Newton. Goes back to Rhodes. As Bishop on the wing can't do anything with Duarte on her. Now Anama gets it back. Here's Carroll. Dishes off to Anderson there. The shot misses. Duarte with the rebound. Hands off to Mack in the backcourt. Elena all the way up. Gets the screen again from Duarte. Freeze her up. Won't get the shot to go. And Jalea with the rebound putback doesn't go. Now puts it back to Mack for another try. And Rita, after that offensive board with Anderson and Carroll, And Kazakin, in the right spot, it goes off the Mariners. 51-23. As Mack trying to clear a spot there, she ends up getting called for the foul. Second personal on Mack, a 51-23 score here. Bishop for the Mariners will lose the basketball at half court. It's Duarte that picks it up. Duarte comes back to Rada. And now to Sadie Newton. Three-pointer on the way. This is their rebound. That comes up short. I think the girls just getting a little tired. And Newton giving chase. Here comes Bishop into the lane. The pitch out there to Melanie Rhodes. She doesn't hit it. Rebound to Brandle. Leilani ahead to Rada. And Rada still got it. Now out to Mack. Here's Duarte down the lane. Back to Leilani. Two-pointer. That'll miss two as both teams starting to hang the tongues a little bit, I think, as here Hatfield tied up, held ball. Carver will head it. Kayla coming in for Ray, I believe. Yep. No, for Duarte. Okay. So here's Mack. Elena in the lane. Up there, and Bishop takes the charge. Mack picks up her third foul. 51-23 still. A 12-12 quarter here coming out of the halftime. 13-12 quarter, I guess. We'll see. Maybe I'm off one. Now, here's Doty. Down to Bishop, fouled by Kazakin, I believe, with the reach. Or is it? It's on Brandle instead. So Leilani with the reach in there. To the line goes Kelly Bishop. She's 3-for-3 from the free throw line, so she's got two more here. And makes the first one. One more coming up for Bishop as Bishop gets two from the line. She's perfect from the line tonight. 5 of 5. Couple field goals. She leads the way with 9 points for the Mariners. Now 51-25, a minute 20 on the clock here. And there's going to be a foul called on Carver setting the screen. Kayla picks up her third and the 17th foul. Duarte will come in for Kayla. And for the Mariners, Doty bringing it right to the hoop. Shot won't go. Rebound came off to Newton. Then Brandle finds it and gets it over to Maddie. Back to Sadie. And the girls wanted to finish the quarter on a high note here as Newton finds a cutter. That's Jalea. Shot won't drop. Jalea stays with it and gets the two-pointer. Duarte, hard work inside. Lots of bodies. And she finds the bucket. Now here's over and back as here's Sadie making that happen with help from Leilani. They stopped the ball right as soon as it came over the half-court line. And then Hannah Hatfield trying to get rid of it, threw it backcourt to an open person there as Leilani finds Maddie in the corner. Up high now to Sadie. 39 seconds on the clock, 53-25. Mack catches that one in stride. Now gives off to Duarte at the high post, way high post, Duarte. Goes to Sadie. 25 seconds on the clock. Elena with it. Here comes the high pick there for Duarte, or from Duarte as Mack goes to the hole for two. And Elena with another bucket. Doty in the backcourt, 7 seconds on the clock here, third quarter. I don't know if they get a decent shot off. Doty in the center circle. Leilani stays with her. Doty's shot is off the mark by a bit. 55-25 score after three quarters of play. It was 38-11 at the half. Now 55-25. The rookies lead going into the fourth. Well, we'll be back here on KSDP in a quick 60 seconds. The final quarter of action for the rookies on this road trip. They lead by 30, 55-25.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of Sandpoint, Kinko, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians Eastboro.
Thank you so much. Now we've got time to go back to your fourth quarter action, King Cove Rookies versus the Mariners.
And the Mariners will have the ball here holding to start the fourth quarter. They're down 55-25. The rookies right away come out with pressure. Newton nearly gets the steal. In that third quarter, once again, all the scoring from Sadie Newton, Elena Mack, and Jalea Duarte. Duarte picked up 6 points in the quarter. She's got 15 in the game. Here's Terrell to start the fourth for the Mariners. Can't get it to go, and Mack and Duarte there for the rebound. Mack will bring it up court. Mack had 11 in the quarter. Go with Duarte's 6. That was 17 overall as they outscore the Mariners. Just barely, though, 17-14. Mariners had a good quarter. In the backcourt, Hannah Hatfield brings it up to the double team, and the Mariners in some bad situation there. They do just get it across as Melanie, Rhodes over there gets the two-pointer and just barely beating that 10-second. Count off there in the backcourt for the Mariners. There's Mack. Back and forth she goes with Newton. Sadie finds her on the baseline now. There's Duarte in the lane. Over to Maddie. Maddie finds Mack. Back out it goes to Leilani. Rookie's moving the ball so quickly as there's Mack goes by the screen of Duarte. Still got the dribble. Now to Newton on the floor. They go and taken away. Doty picks it off. Carroll chases that one down the baseline. Sally Rhodes in the lane to kick off to Hannah. And Hatfield has two. Hatfield, first 2 points in the ballgame for her. And for the rookies, a 55-29 score. First points of the quarter go to the Mariners. They get the first 4 points. Here is Mack in the lane. Now to Duarte, three-pointer. Mack with the rebound, almost, yes, but throws it into play, and it ends up in the hands of the Mariners. Melanie Rhodes there with it, double-teamed, and Sally Rhodes double-teamed by the same duo, Maddie Newman and Sadie Newton. This ball off the Mariners, out of bounds. How's that? You're passing the ball out, and you've got this two girls on you. Where you pass to, the same two girls are there to stop the dribble before it even starts. It was almost like they just transmitted themselves over there instantly. Duarte, so quick on the press. Love these girls when they press. As here's Dayton Newton. Hits the three, her first point since the first half. Went scoreless in that third quarter. And the three-pointer gives them a 58-29 lead as Doty fires. She misses. Duarte the rebound. Duarte over to Sadie Newton. Ahead it comes to Mack. Elena thinks about holding up. Now Mack pulls up on the baseline. Tips the rebound miss out. But Rhodes comes up with it. Melanie to Carroll. She has Duarte ahead of her. Can't hit the shot there. Duarte's going to get called for the foul. So Jalea picks up her third, and the team's eighth. That'll send to the line Carroll for two shots, as that was on the foul. And the rookies continue to keep the Mariners at bay. Carroll with one more. A 58-30 lead for the rookies. And here's the second of two for Carroll. She gets this one as well. So she's got four in the game now. And Mack quickly up court. Elena back to Newton she goes as Sadie gets a screen from Duarte. Hands off to Mack instead. Duarte keeps screening for somebody. And Mack says, I can use that. Tries a shot but misses. Newman comes away with the ball, and then Duarte has it poke free by Carroll, but recovers. Now it comes out to Sadie. Sadie's shot on the run. Doty fouls her, and Sadie will shoot two. Sadie, a smart play there because Riley Doty just hounding her and trying to get that shot up quickly. So Sadie, who said, on the floor? Oh, no, she isn't going to get the shot. I was already putting the circles in for free throw, but not so. As here's the pass in, comes to Duarte. And she has to save it on the baseline instead. Doty in the lane puts up the little runner. That won't go. Doty goes to the floor with it. Timeout for the Mariners. And with 4:24 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's a 58-31 score. King Cove on top of the hometown Homer Mariners. But the Mariners own a 6-3 lead here in the fourth quarter anyway. For King Cove jumping out to that early lead. They held the Mariners just 4 points in the first quarter. While putting up 25 of their own. So they already had the 20-point lead in the first quarter, and I think that was one of the things Coach Lamar was talking to them about at the start of the game. He says, let's make sure this home team is out of the game in this first 8 minutes, and they did it. A 25-4 first quarter score. Then it went to 38-11 at the half. So a 13-7 second quarter. But the Mariners came out in the third quarter, nearly matched point for point with the rookies, as the rookies only outscored them 17-14. Here the Mariners again leading them here in this fourth quarter now by a score of 8-3 as Carroll hits one. 58-33. Now that out-of-bounds play, Doty saved the possession, calling the timeout. Here's Newton, tries a three-pointer. Nama with the rebound. There's going to be a held ball. Mack and Anderson. It'll be rookies basketball. Comes into Mack. Elena stops. Pulls back, three, won't go. And Bishop the rebound. Bishop looking to get the outlet pass out of there. Doty still in the backcourt. Newman trying to keep her back there, but she pulls her way ahead across the half-court line, and this is going to be rookies basketball as Sadie Newton comes over to take over Doty, and she can't keep her out. So in the timeout again here, this one is short for the rookies. 58-33 lead, 3:34 to go in the ballgame. And for King Cove. They are out on top here by 25. Newton will put it into play to Elena. Back across the timeline, picked up by Anderson there. Kaylin gets screened off now by Duarte. Back to Jalea, back to Elena. There's that high screen as Elena gets free for the three-pointer. Rebound to Carroll. Carroll keeps the dribble, still got it. Elena cuts in front of her, and Carroll comes back to Doty. Doty doesn't get called for traveling, but does try the three. That misses. I don't know why that wasn't traveling, but it sure looked like it. Here is, it was one of those unusual ones where you go, did she travel? It sure seemed like it. And yeah, sure she did. As Brandle gets in a double team, gets out of it too to Newman with the pass now over to Sadie. Weak side shot, good for Newton. Sadie with the only points here in the fourth quarter, two threes. And a 61-33 score. Here comes Doty again. Doty in the lane, keeps going all the way into the key. Now out to Balin, and Anderson has the long two. Mack picks up speed, scoops it up, fouled there by Carroll. Winding down here in this one, 2:14 to go, 61-35, Elena Mack to the free throw line for a couple. Marissa Carroll picks up a third foul, and Mack with two free throws. Ooh, misses this first one. Maddie Newman comes out for Raida. Zach and checks in. Mack at the line for the second one. Also misses. There's Jalea, though, for the putback. So she gets 2 points. 63-35. Sally Rhodes in the backcourt. Get it across the timeline and then loses it out of bounds as Duarte cuts her off on the sideline. Thought she'd get by Duarte and had to turn because she couldn't. Duarte reaching for that basketball. When she did, she lost it out of bounds. There's Mack with it. Wants to reset. Elena keeps the dribble, now splits the defenders, goes inside, can't get the shot to roll in. Hatfield comes away with it. And back the other way, picked up there, and a steal by Mack. Help from Sadie Newton. As here is Anderson giving chase. Mack, easy two. And now 65-35. Here is Melanie Rhodes, a steal by Raida, got it off to Mack, and Mack got another two. And Kazakin, maybe the foul there this time. Be a 1-1 for the Mariners. Anderson will get to shoot it. Kayla Carver checks in for Raida. And at the line, Kaylin Anderson for one in the bonus, misses, gets her own rebound, hands out there to Hatfield. Her shot won't go, and this is going to be Carver chasing it down on the baseline. On her outlet pass, stolen there by Anama. And Anama will go to the line now. And Sadie Newton picks up the foul. So to the line, Anama for two shots because she was on the shot. And again, one more coming up for Anama. Laura's shot good. 1-2 from the line. And she's at 8 points for the Mariners. 67-36. 56 seconds on the clock. Mack, three-pointer on the way. This is Zaranama with the rebound, taken away by Brandle. Can't get it to go as Duarte comes over to tie up Hatfield. And Brandle almost had an opportunity to break in the scoring column. The only scorers so far in this game still for the rookies, Newton, Mack, and Duarte, the seniors, have scored every point. And sometimes you think by design, and it may be, and the girls may have said that. Let's see if we can win this game with only the big three scoring. Perhaps it was. As here's a two from Kelly Bishop following the shot, 67-38. Shot by Mack is good in the lane. She's got six and a quarter to match Sadie's six. And here's going to be a foul, I think, on Newton. Newton playing a one girl zone press against two players. Sadie. Oh, she's fun to watch. She is so quick with her hands. Almost had the steal, got called for the foul instead. One of those, it could almost go either way at times with her. And, she does some things you just defensively like that. You go, I don't think she could do that, but she can. Oh, it's been so much fun to watch these kids play from freshman right on through, and that disappointing loss that, sophomore year for these, three girls here. When Selawick somehow snuck away with the victory, but then they came back last year and stormed 1A, said, no, we're not losing this championship run. And they certainly did not. And then coming back this year looking every bit as good. Bishop at the line. Makes the first one, 69-39, and missing on the second. With about a dozen seconds to go here. Here comes Mack. Step back for a three, and that one misses. The rebound to Sally Rhodes. Time winding down. Rhodes tries to throw ahead to Numa, but no basket, I think, way too late. And that's the end of the ball game. The rookies get her done, all right. 69-39 will be the final. They led at the half 38-11. They come back and push it out to 30, 69-39 over the Homer Mariners here in the second to the last game of the Homer Winter Carnival. That last one coming up, we'll tell you about that one too. When we come back after this station break of 1 minute, we'll talk about the post-game stats and get you set up for the boys game up next. As the final, 69 for the rookies, 39 for the Lady Mariners, back in 60 seconds.
Thank you, Carl. Sounds like another dominant game for the rookies so far. They've been doing pretty well the last couple years. That's their last game for the Homer Winter Carnival. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors before Carl Pulliam gives you the stat breakdown on that girls' game.
This program that you're listening to is sponsored by our supporters at the Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, Alaska. The Alaska Commercial Company has been operating in Alaska for over 150 years and operates retail stores throughout Bush, Alaska. The AC store in Sandpoint offers groceries and other retail items and can be contacted at 907-383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, Alaska. Proud sponsor of Community Radio here in the Aleutians Eastboro.
Thank you once again to all our sponsors and you, the listener. We're going to send it back to Carl now for the stat breakdown of this rookie's game.
Well, post-game here after another victory, the rookies stormed through this tournament here going 3-0. What a first game, though, of course, on Thursday. They beat Galena in a classic. I mean, that was a beauty. I wish we had there are tapes probably of that here. You would have seen or hopefully heard the best girls game I've seen in high school basketball here in Alaska doing this. Or if not the best, then it's one of the top three. We'll put it that way. Because I just have to remember back. I can't think of any game that good in girls basketball. 85-82 the win on Thursday. They come out on Friday. They beat Kotzebue easily. And yesterday in, what was that one, 67 to, or no, it was 60-39, yeah. Okay, and they were tired after that game against Galena, but still managed to beat back Kotzebue pretty easily. And then today, come out, take care of the home team, Homer, 69-39 against Homer here, as the Homer Mariners came with everybody they could. All their girls played. All their girls with Sally Rhodes scored. But only one player in double figures, and that was Kelly Bishop. And Bishop did that through hitting every one of her free throws, 7 for 7 from the line for Bishop. So the complete victory here by Coach Gary Lamar's rookies. And just scoring-wise for the Mariners, we'll go through that. Melanie Rhodes had 2. Hatfield had 2. 12 for Bishop, as we said. 4 for Kaylin Anderson. Riley Doty put in 5. 6 for Marissa Carroll and 8 for Laura Anama for the Mariners. On the other side, a very unusual statistic in a sense. So only 3 girls scored for the King Cove rookies, the 3 seniors. It was senior night here at the Homer Winter Carnival. And not only that, Elena Mack led the way with 35. Well, that leaves 34 more points. It was split evenly between Sadie Newton and Jalea Duarte. They each had 17. Mack with 35. The 69 points between the 3 girls. just so much about this group is synchronicity. It's almost scary. And let's hope they go for that double then, a second state championship in March, get back-to-backs and put an exclamation point on this graduating trio, Newton, Mack, and Duarte. Not to say everybody else that played, Carver getting in there, putting in some good minutes. Kazakin getting in there, good minutes, steals, rebounds by both those girls. Maddie Newman and Leilani Brandle, the 2 starters. Oftentimes, the key part of the double team, or Newman poking a free, or Brandle getting a rebound, or Brandle with a pass for a bucket. So everybody contributes when they're on the floor for the rookies, but all the points scored by the big 3, the seniors, Sadie Newton, Jalea Duarte, and Elena Mack. Well, another victory for the rookies. Let's see if the boys can pull it off here. It's going to be tough. This is a good Homer team, especially at home.